Micah?
Good morning. I am here representing the Indianapolis chapter. I currently, We have a good contingent of folks up here, so I'm really proud of that, that our folks are willing to travel and invest in themselves and in the Federation to come all the way to Fort Wayne. So thank you, Fort Wayne, for hosting. We appreciate you and all the folks that have done a lot of work to make this happen. So our chapter meets every month. We meet on the second Saturday of the month at the Downtown Transit Center, Julia M. Carson Transit Center, and because all the buses go there, right? We meet in a bunch of blind people. We should meet where the buses go. So we meet on the second floor in the conference room. We would love for everybody to attend. We meet at 10 o'clock. We typically go until about noon. Sometimes folks go and have lunch afterwards, unless there's a board meeting, in which point everybody goes to the board meeting. So we are meeting there. I will say that we're exploring some other meeting locations as well. Sometimes it's difficult to have enough space in that room. We're a rather large chapter, so we kind of outgrow the rooms that we find. But we're trying to stay at the Transit Center because we realize that people can get there on the bus, and we want to support that. And we also had several members of our chapter that did a lot of work to make that happen, so thank you to them. A little bit of a breakdown of some things that we've done this past year. I'll go pretty quickly. We had a successful fruit basket fundraiser. Each year we gather together at, graciously, the home of Pam and Tony Schnurr, and we assemble our fruit baskets. They have fruit, they have NFB literature, they have candy. They used to have nuts, but we're trying to be receptive of folks' allergies, so they don't have nuts anymore. But we assemble those fruit baskets. We sell them for $25 every year, and that's a great fundraiser for us. So we will start taking basket orders here soon, and probably if you want to give them to us now, we would not be mad at you for that. We sell about 100 baskets a year. We don't sell more, so they're a hot commodity. Some of the things that our chapter has done this past year are some of the things that we do most years. We sent some folks to Washington Seminar with the support of the state rooms and also with some support from the chapter. We believe that it's important that our folks are there. We also believe that it's important that other folks are there. So we've actually contemplated supporting people from outside of our chapter because we know that Indianapolis is just one segment of our state. So that's something that we're working on. I want to highlight that our chapter members are often involved in lots of other things in the world. So our folks do beat baseball. We've got members of the Indy Thunder World Champ team. We've got folks that do the Indy Blind Bowling League. A couple of our members are very involved in the Blind School Alumni Association. We've got an independent blind lunch bunch. And these aren't things that are necessarily NFB sponsored, but like I said about the STEP program, these are things that our people are doing and that our people are infusing the philosophy of the NFB out into the community. So we're really proud of that. We've worked on legislative issues this year as well. We spent some time working with a local escape room. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but you basically are locked in a room and you have to solve a bunch of puzzles within an hour to get out, and they're usually themed like you're in a casino or underwater or in a runaway train or something. So a couple of the members in the chapter worked with the local escape room to make it accessible. Obviously, most of these things are not in Braille, but we've made this one in Braille, and we created a couple of things to make the room fully able for blind people to do that. So we are going to plan a chapter outing to that escape room in the coming year. So yeah, Carla's going to come back. She's going to fly back, and she's going to come with us. So We tested this out with the STEP kids this summer, actually, and it was really good to see us being blind people. We didn't do it during Meet the Blind Month because it didn't work out, but it's exactly what the spirit of Meet the Blind Month is to work in the community and build partnerships, and the folks at the escape room were really excited to see how simple it was to make their, what they felt like were really complicated puzzles, to make them accessible for blind people, so we're really proud of that. Let me rack my brain for a couple other things. Oh, we've got folks that are super heavily involved in the Indiana Blind Hockey and Sled Hockey, and so that's, I want to make sure that I'm trying to, I want to acknowledge all of the many things that our chapter members do, and like I said, I want to highlight the things that aren't directly NFB, though we're all here at the state convention, and we had a bunch of folks at National Convention and Washington Seminar and all those things, but we're really focusing on getting ourselves out into the community to be visible in some innovative ways, so I'm really proud of that. A couple of happy family news items. We're expecting a new little Federationist from Daniel and Tobia coming soon. Corey Wills got his high school diploma earlier this year, so congrats to that. We've got a couple of folks who have gotten new jobs, and we've supported some people in some legislative, or not legislative, but I guess some personal advocacy issues, whether it be with school or with family, parenting, lawyerly issues. So we're proud of all of those things as well. And with that, I will turn it over to Mr. President Brown. Thank you.
All right. I think that deserves a door prize.